Senate Bill 38, an act to require certain information to be collected to create a database of certain public officials and public employees for use in the event of an emergency or disaster, and to authorize administrative rules to implement the reporting procedures.
Senate Bill 38, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the body. Senate Bill 38 comes to us from the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, specifically from the Division of Emergency Management. And it's an act that requires certain information to be collected to create a database of public officials and public employees for use in the event of an emergency or a disaster, and to authorize administrative rules to implement the reporting procedures. Just from a little bit of background, I was a member of the governor's Y2K task force, and we went around the state, and as the task force went around, we visited several communities, and frequently we would find key people in communities that there was no record of. So in case of an emergency, and we had an emergency involved with a gas leak, it becomes critically important to get a hold of people and to get a hold of them in a hurry. So that's kind of, to me, genesis for the reason why the Division of Emergency Management needs this information on public officials. I'll not go through it in detail, but you've read it all, but Section 1 deals with the mayor and governing board of a municipality or city, and Section 2 expands the municipalities to include the city administrator, building inspector, engineer, electrical, and so on. Section 3 talks about the county auditor, sheriff, people that that are, you need to get a hold of them in the case of emergency in a county. And it also goes into Section 4 down to the township level for board supervisors and township constable. I think one of the interesting things about the piece of legislation is on page 4, 8 and 9, the information provided pursuant to this act shall remain confidential and may only be used for emergency purposes. So viewing the emergencies that we have from time to time in the state, and certainly the national emergency, things do happen and people need to get a hold of people throughout government. So I would encourage the body to support Senate Bill 38.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 38? Seeing none. The question for the House then is final passage of Senate Bill 38. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members proceed to vote.
Representatives Denifan, Gordon Peterson, Jensen, Van Norman, and Davis. Representative Van Norman. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 52, nays 14, excused 4.
Senate Bill 38, having received the majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.